奥卡姆。
Occam。
如无必要，勿增实体。
If necessary, do not add entities。
你人生中大部分烦恼。
Most of your troubles in life。
都是自己加出来的。
All of these are added by myself。
这是一个建议你先收藏，找一个安静时间独自看完的视频。
Here's a suggestion. Say this video and watch it in a quiet time when you're alone.
因为今天要聊的这个人，他的名字你可能听过，但大概率是在完全不相干的地方。
Because the person I'm going to talk about today is a name you might have heard, but probably in completely unrelated places.
管理学里有个奥卡姆剃刀定律。
In management, there is an Occam's razor principle.
编程里有个奥卡姆剃刀原则，写文章有个如无必要，勿增实体。这句话被爱因斯坦引用过，被乔布斯奉为设计哲学，被无数极简主义者刻在桌上。
In programming, there is the principle of Occam's razor. When in doubt, keep it simple. This principle is often attributed to Einstein and has been cited by Steve Jobs as a design philosophy. It has also been adopted by countless minimalists.
但你可能不知道，这句话的发明者是一个14世纪的修士。
But you may not know that the inventor of this sentence is a 14th century monk.
他一辈子没当过官，没打过仗，没写过什么畅销书。
He never held any official position, never fought in any battles, and never wrote any best-selling books.
他甚至被教皇开除教籍，最后死在了逃难的路上。
He was even excommunicated by the Pope and finally died on the road to escape.
但他留下的这把剃刀，700年来割掉了无数人脑子里的杂草。
But the razor he left behind has cut through countless weeds in people's minds for 700 years.
今天我们把剃刀对准你自己。
Today, we're turning the razor on ourselves.
你这一辈子有多少烦恼是真实存在的？
How many troubles in your life are real?
有多少是你自己加上去的？
How much is yours?
这个人叫威廉·奥卡姆。
This person is named William of Ockham.
他生活在14世纪的英国，那是一个神学争论比什么都重要的年代。当时的经验哲学家们就像一群代码写得过于复杂的程序员。
He lived in 14th century England, a time when theological debates were more important than anything else. At the time, the scholastic philosophers were like a group of programmers who had written overly complex code.
总喜欢在解释世界的时候加上一层又一层的概念。
Always like to add layers of concepts when explaining the world.
他们讨论共享是不是真实存在。
They discussed whether sharing really exists.
讨论一个针尖上能站多少个天使。
Discussion how many angels can stand on a needle.
讨论天使们需不需要用时间来思考。
Discussion do angels need to use time to think.
每个人都把体系建得像一座巨大的哥特式教堂，越复杂越好。越精美越好。
Everyone builds their system like a huge Gothic cathedral. The more complex and elaborate, the better.
奥卡姆就在这样的环境里，一针见血地说：“你们加了太多没用的东西。”
Occam, in such an environment, pointed out clearly that you have added too many unnecessary things.
能简单解释的事，不要搞复杂。
The simple explanation is to keep it simple.
没有证据的东西，不要假设它存在。他这句话后来被浓缩成一把剃刀，如无必要，勿增实体。
Things without evidence should not be assumed to exist. This statement was later condensed into a razor-sharp principle. When in doubt, do not add substance.
奥卡姆自己是怎么用这把剃刀的？
How did Occam use this razor?
他当时在牛津大学当教授。
He was a professor at Oxford University at the time.
但他不是一个听话的教授。
But he was not a compliant professor.
教皇约翰二十二世出了一个规定，说方济各会的修士能不能拥有私人财产。
Pope John the 22nd issued a regulation asking whether the members of the apothecary associations could own private property.
奥卡姆翻了翻文件，发现教皇的理论基石里有一个他自己加上去的假设。
Occam flipped through the documents and found that one of the Pope's theories was based on a hypothesis that he himself had added.
他用剃刀一刮，那个假设掉了。
He shaved it off with a razor.
教皇大怒，把他叫到阿维尼翁接受审查。
Pope furious summoned him to Avignon for review.
奥卡姆去了，但他不是去认错的。
Occam went, but he didn't go to admit his mistakes.
他在阿维尼翁待了四年，期间继续用他的剃刀刮教皇的教令，最后教皇要判他为异端，他连夜逃跑了，逃到了神圣罗马帝国皇帝的保护下。他给皇帝写了一句很有名的话。
He stayed in Avignon for 4 years, during which he continued to shave the Pope's beard with his razor. Finally, the Pope wanted to condemn him as a heretic, so he fled overnight and was protected by the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. He wrote a very famous sentence to the Emperor.
你用刀保护我，我用笔保护你。
You use a knife to protect me, and I use a pen to protect you.
然后继续用他的逻辑拆教皇的台，他最后死在了慕尼黑，没有回到牛津，也没有回到教会。
And he continued to use his logic to mock the Pope, and he finally died in Munich without returning to Oxford or the church.
一个发明了剃刀的人，用他的剃刀割断了所有拴住他的绳子，包括教皇的绳子。
The inventor of the razor, using his razor, cut through all the ropes that bound him, including the ropes that bound the Pope.
那这把剃刀跟你的烦恼有什么关系？
So, how does this razor have anything to do with your problems?
我们先看奥卡姆剃刀本来的意思。
Let's first look at the original meaning of Occam's razor.
他当时面对的是经验哲学里一堆乱七八糟的概念。学者们解释世界的时候喜欢加假设。
At that time, he was facing a mess of concepts in the field of scholastic philosophy, where scholars liked to add assumptions when explaining the world.
物体为什么会动？
Why do objects move?
因为有一个动力因，动力因是什么？
Because there is a power source. What is the power source?
是上帝赋予物体的一种运动倾向。
It is a tendency of an object to continue moving in a straight line at a constant speed.
那这个倾向是什么？
What is this constellation?
是被创造的。
It was created.
存在于物体内部的一种状态，一层一层往上叠。奥卡姆说别叠了。
A state that exists within an object layered on top of each other. Occam's razor says, don't do that.
物体动了，就是它动了。用最少的假设解释最多的现象就够了。
If an object moves, it moves. Explain as many phenomena as possible with the fewest assumptions.
那些你加上去的，没有直接证据的东西，全都可以剃掉。你把奥卡姆剃刀举起来，对着你自己的烦恼看，你有多少烦恼是真实存在的。
All the things you add that don't have direct evidence can be removed.Pick up the Occam's razor and see how many of your problems are actually real.
又有多少烦恼是你自己加上去的假设？
How many of your troubles are self-inflicted due to your own assumptions?
你回忆一下。
Remember.
最近一次跟人闹别扭，你跟爱人吵了一架。
Recently, you had a fight with your lover.
起因是他没有回你微信。
The reason was that he didn't reply to your WeChat.
但是等着对方回微信的时候，你脑子里加了什么？你是不是加上了他不回我信息，说明他不在乎我？
But when you're waiting for the other person to reply on WeChat, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that if he doesn't reply, it means he doesn't care about me?
你是不是加上了他不在乎我，说明我在他心里没分量？你是不是加上了我在他心里没分量？
Are you saying that I'm not important to you or that I'm not important to him?
说明这段关系快完了。
I think this relationship is going to end soon.
你从对方没回微信这个现象出发。
Starting from the phenomenon that the other party doesn't reply to WeChat.
一路加到了我的感情快完了。
I've been adding to my feelings all the way.
你加的每一个实体都是一层烦恼。
Each of your entities is a source of trouble.
对方也许只是在开会，手机调了静音。
The other person might just be in a meeting, and their phone is on silent.
但你已经用你的脑子写完了整部电视剧。
But you've already finished writing the entire TV series with your brain.
然后你带着这部电视剧去质问他。
Then you take this TV show to question him.
他一脸茫然地看着你。
He looked at you with a blank expression.
说我刚才在开会，你吵的这场架不是跟他吵的，是跟你自己加上去的那些实体吵的。
I said that you were arguing with me just now, and the argument you started wasn't with him, but with the entities you added yourself.
这个机制不止在微信里。
This mechanism is not only in WeChat.
你工作上有过这种时候吗？
Have you ever experienced this situation at work?
老板说了一句话，语气稍微冷淡了一点。
The boss said something with a slightly cold tone.
你从他今天语气不好，加到他是不是对我不满意，再加到他是不是想换掉我，再加到我会不会被裁员，再加到我被裁员了，我的人生就完了。
I'm worried that his bad mood today might mean he's unhappy with me, that he might be planning to replace me, that I might be laid off, and that if I am laid off, my life will be over.
你从一句模糊的话出发，加到了对自己整个人生的否定，你加的每一个实体都没有证据。
You started with a vague statement and extended it to a denial of your entire life. Every entity you added lacked evidence.
但每一个实体都在折磨你。
But every entity is torturing you.
老板可能只是早上跟老婆吵了一架。
The boss might just have had a fight with his wife in the morning.
可能只是昨晚没睡好。
Maybe I justdidn't sleep well last night.
可能只是胃不舒服。
It might just be a stomach ache.
他嘴里的那句话跟他脑子里对你的评价可能没有任何关系。
The sentence he said might have nothing to do with the evaluation he had in his mind about you.
但你已经在脑子里走完了一整套从语气冷淡到人生完蛋的剧情。
But you've already walked through a whole plot from cold tone to death in your mind.
朋友聚会，你发了个言，事后觉得那句话说的不太对，你躺在床上反复回想。
Friends gathering, you posted a comment and later regretted saying it, and you kept replaying it in your mind while lying in bed.
从那句话说的不好。
That's not a good thing to say.
加到他们肯定觉得我很蠢。
I guess they think I'm stupid.
再加到他们以后不会再叫我了。
They won't call me that anymore.
再加到我这个人就是社交不行，再加到我永远也交不到真正的朋友。
In addition, I am not good at socializing, and I will never be able to make genuine friends.
你从一句话的不完美
You are perfect in one sentence
加到了对自己全部社交能力的否定奥卡姆剃刀问你
You added a negative to your entire social ability and Occam's razor asks you
那句话真的有人注意到吗就算注意到了他们现在还在想吗
Did anyone really notice that sentence? And if they did, are they still thinking about it now?
你自己在聚会上听到别人说了一句不太完美的话，你会反复想三天吗？
Will you keep thinking about a slightly imperfect sentence someone said at a party for 3 days?
你不会。
You don't.
你听完就忘了。
You will forget it after listening.
甚至根本没注意。那你为什么觉得别人会把你的一句话反复咀嚼三天?
Even if you didn't notice it, why do you think others might repeatedly analyze your words?
你把你自己当成了世界的中心,以为所有人的目光都盯在你身上。
You think you're the center of the world, and you think everyone is looking at you.
但事实是每个人都在盯自己。
But the fact is, everyone is watching themselves.
你剃掉别人都在关注我这个假设。
I'm questioning the assumption that everyone else is following me.
你的社交焦虑能少一半。
Your social anxiety can be reduced by half.
还有你看朋友圈的痛苦。你刷到别人在晒度假照片、晒新买的车、晒孩子拿了奖。
And then you see the pain of scrolling through your friends' posts, seeing them post pictures of their vacations, their new cars, and their children winning awards.
你从他在晒照片这个事实出发，加上他过得比我好。
Based on the fact that he was taking pictures and that he was doing better than me.
加上我的人生不如别人，加上我是个失败者。
Add that my life is not as good as others, and that I am a failure.
你从一个你并不了解全貌的展示片段，一路加到了对自己整个人生的贬低。那个晒照片的人，可能刚刚跟伴侣吵完架，可能为这趟旅行借了钱，可能孩子只拿了那一个奖，而其他科目全挂。你不知道全貌，但你加了实体。
You went from a partial glimpse of a person's life to a complete condemnation of their entire life. The person who posted the photo may have just had an argument with their partner, may have borrowed money for the trip, or their child may have only won one award and failed in all other subjects. You only saw a partial glimpse, but you made assumptions.
你家的每一个实体都让你痛苦。
Every single one of your possessions causes me pain.
朋友圈是什么
?What is a friend group?
朋友圈是每个人精选出来的高光集锦。
Friends are everyone's carefully selected highlights.
你却拿它去比你自己的完整版人生。
You compare it to your own complete life.
你用别人的剪辑版比你的原片，你当然觉得自己的原片不够好。
If you compare your original footage with someone else's edited footage, you're bound to feel that your own footage is not as good.
但问题是，你的人生不是电影。
But the problem is, your life is not a movie.
你的人生是原片，有平淡，有琐碎，有空白，有剪辑室里扔掉的所有镜头。这就是真实的活着。
Your life is the original, with its plainness, its trivialities, its blanks, and all the shots that were discarded in the editing room. This is what it means to live authentically.
剃掉别人的高光等于别人的全部，这个假设，你的嫉妒和焦虑能少一半。
Cutting off someone else's highlights is like cutting off their whole life. This assumption can help you reduce your jealousy and anxiety.
再看一个更隐蔽的烦恼。
Let's look at another hidden annoyance.
你对未来的灾难性想象。
Your catastrophic future imagination.
孩子放学晚了10分钟， 你开始想象是不是出车祸了。
The child was late from school by 10 minutes, and you immediately started imagining whether there had been an accident.
爱人出差没接电话，你开始想象是不是飞机失事了。
Your lover is traveling and doesn't pick up the phone, and you start to imagine that they might have had a plane crash.
你自己胸口有点闷，上网一查，给自己确诊了绝症。
You feel a little chest pain, and after searching online, you diagnosed yourself with a terminal illness.
你从晚了十分钟加到出车祸，从没接电话加到飞机失事，从胸口闷加到绝症晚期。奥卡姆剃刀问你
：You're 10 minutes late to pick up your child from school. You never call to check on your flight, and you're in the final stages of a terminal illness. The Occam's razor is asking you.
晚了十分钟，最简单的解释是什么？公交车堵了，没接电话。
What is the simplest explanation for it's been over 10 minutes? The bus is stuck and didn't pick up the phone.
最简单的解释是什么？
What is the simplest explanation?
在开会，手机静音。
In a meeting, the phone should be on silent.
胸口闷，最简单的解释是什么？
What is the simplest explanation for chest tightness?
昨晚没睡好，或者坐太久了。
Did you not sleep well or sit for too long last night?
你为什么要跳过所有简单的解释？
Why do you skip all the simple explanations?
直奔最灾难性的那个。
Let's go straight to the worst one.
因为你的大脑有一个古老的预警系统，它来自原始社会。
Because your brain has an ancient warning system, it comes from the primitive society.
原始人听到草丛里有声音。
The primitive people heard a sound in the bushes.
假设是老虎的人比假设是风的人活得更久。
Assuming that the person who is a tiger is more likely to live longer than the person who is a wind.
但你现在不是原始人了。你现在坐在城市的公寓里，你听到的草丛声是手机震动，不是老虎。你的预警系统还在用原始人的方式保护你。
But you're not a primitive anymore. You're sitting in an apartment in the city, and the sound you hear is the vibration of your phone, not a tiger. Your warning system is still protecting you in the primitive way.
但它在保护你的同时，也在消耗你。你不需要消灭它。你只需要在他拉响警报的时候，剃掉那些你加上去的灾难性实体。
But he is protecting you while also consuming you. You don't need to eliminate him. You just need to remove the disastrous entities that you have added when he triggers the alarm.
问自己一句，最简单的解释是什么？
What is the simplest explanation?
这就是奥卡姆剃刀真正的威力。
This is the true power of Occam's razor.
它不只是一个逻辑工具。
It is not just a logical tool.
它是你精神世界的一台杀毒软件。
It is a virus scanner for your spiritual world.
所有那些他不在乎我，他讨厌我，我得了重病，我完了，出车祸了的念头，都是你加上去的实体。
All those thoughts that I don't care about him, I hate him, I'm dying, I'm in a car accident, are all added by you.
没有证据就剃掉。
No evidence to shave.
这把剃刀怎么用？
How to use this razor?
三个步骤。
Three steps.
第一步，写下你此刻最烦恼的一件事。第二步，把它分解成两个部分。
Step 1. Write down the thing that is bothering you the most right now. Step 2. Break it down into two parts.
事实部分和你自己加上去的解释部分。事实部分必须是所有人都能观察到，都能同意的。
Facts and your own explanations. Facts must be observable and agreed upon by everyone.
对方没回微信，这是事实。
The fact is that the other person didn't reply to my WeChat message.
他在乎不在乎我？
Does he care about me?
这不是事实，这是你的解释。
This is not a fact. This is your interpretation.
老板语气冷淡，这是事实。
The boss's tone was cold, and that was a fact.
他对我不满意，这不是事实，这是你的解释。身体有点不舒服。
He's not satisfied with me. This is not a fact. This is your explanation. I'm a little unwell.
这是事实，我得了重病。这不是事实，这是你的解释。
This is a fact. I have a serious illness. This is not a fact. This is your explanation.
第三步，剔掉解释部分，把剩下的纯粹事实放在面前。
Step 3. Remove the explanatory part and put the remaining facts in front.
问自己。
Ask yourself.
如果只有这个事实，没有我自己加的那些解释，这个问题我能不能处理？
If I only have this fact without my own explanations, can I still handle this problem?
你会发现，绝大多数事情，剔完之后只剩下一件很小的。完全可以处理的事。
You will find that most things after being shaved will only be left with a very small, completely manageable task.
对方没回微信，我可以过一小时再发一条。
If the other person doesn't reply to my WeChat message, I can send another one in an hour.
或者直接打个电话。
Call directly.
老板语气冷淡，我可以等明天看他心情好了再找他聊正事。
The boss's tone was cold, and I could wait until tomorrow to see if he was in a better mood and then talk to him about the matter.
身体有点不舒服。
I feel a little unwell.
我可以今晚早点睡。
I can go to bed early tonight.
如果明天还不好，就去看医生。孩子放学晚了十分钟，我可以给班主任打个电话问一下。这些问题你都能处理。
If tomorrow is still not good, see a doctor. The child came home late from school by 10 minutes. I can call the teacher to ask these problems you can handle.
那些让你失眠的痛苦。
The pain that keeps you awake at night.
从来不是这些事实本身。是你加在事实之上的那堆解释。你再看看你对财富的烦恼。
It's not the facts themselves, but the pile of explanations you add to them. Look at your obsession with wealth.
你觉得自己还不够有钱，需要更多的钱才能有安全感。
Do you feel that you are not rich enough and need more money to feel secure?
奥卡姆剃刀问你，你需要多少钱才能活下来？
Occam's razor asks you, how much money do you need to survive?
你只需要一个住的地方，三顿饭，基本的医疗。
You just need a place to live, 3 meals a day, and basic medical care.
这些都是真实存在的需求，但你加上了什么？
These are all real needs, but what did you add?
你加上了要比别人住得更大。
You want to live in a bigger house than others.
加上了要让孩子上最好的学校，加上了要有足够的钱应对所有可能的意外，加上了要有面子，从生存需求的几条加到了无穷无尽。你把这些加上去的实体当成真实的需求。
In addition to wanting to send children to the best schools, having enough money to cover all possible emergencies and having a good reputation, you have added an endless list of needs. You treat these added needs as real needs.
然后用一辈子去追。
And spend a lifetime pursuing it.
追不到的痛苦。
The pain of being unable to catch up.
追到了又怕失去的痛苦，都是你加上去的。你以为你需要那个包，其实你需要的是别人觉得我过得好的感觉。
The pain of being chased and fearing loss is all added by you. You think you need that bag, but you actually need the feeling that others think I'm doing well.
那个感觉是一个实体，是你加上去的，不是包本身。你以为你需要换更大的房子，其实你需要的是我的家庭在往上走的证明。那个证明是一个实体，是你加上去的，不是房子的面积本身。剔掉这些加上去的实体，你还剩多少真实的需求？
The feeling is a subjective perception, not the house itself. You think you need a bigger house, but you actually need proof that my family is doing well, and that proof is a tangible thing, not the size of the house itself. If you remove these subjective perceptions, how much of your actual needs remain?
可能比你以为的少得多。当你把那些加上去的需求剔掉之后，你突然发现你的钱够用了。
It might be less than you think. Once you eliminate those demands, you suddenly realize that your money is enough.
你不是变富了，你是变轻了。
You haven't become rich, you've become light.
还有你对孩子未来的焦虑。
And your anxiety about your children's future.
你为孩子规划了一条完整的路线，好小学，好中学，好大学，好工作，好婚姻。你把这条路上每一个节点都加上了一个假设。
You have planned a complete route for your child with a good primary school, a good secondary school, a good university, a good job, and a good marriage. You have added an assumption to each node on the route.
如果考不上好中学就完了。
If you don't get into a good middle school, you're done for.
如果进不了好大学就完了。
If I can't get into a good university, then I'd finished.
如果找不到好工作就完了。
If I can't find a good job, I'm finished.
你从我的孩子正在上小学这个事实出发。一路加到了他一生的幸福，取决于每一个环节都不能出错。
Based on the fact that your child is in elementary school, I have added all the happiness he will have in his life, and it depends on not making any mistakes in every step.
奥卡姆剃刀问你，那些完了是真的吗？
Occam's razor asks you, are those explanations really true?
考不上好中学的孩子都完了吗
？What if a child doesn't get into a good middle school？
进不了好大学的人都完了吗
？What if I can't get into a good university？
你认识的成年人里，有几个是严格按照那条规划好的路线走过来，然后获得幸福的？你加上了太多没有直接证据的实体。
In the adults you know, how many of them followed the planned route exactly and then achieved happiness? You also added too many entities without direct evidence.
你为这些假设的可能永远不会发生的灾难，把现在的每一天都变成了焦虑。你现在的焦虑不是为了一个真实的问题焦虑。
You turn every day into anxiety because of these hypothetical, never-ending disasters. Your current anxiety is not for a real problem, but for a hypothetical one.
而是为了一串你自己编出来的剧情在焦虑。
Instead, I was anxious about a plot I made up myself.
剔掉剧情，回到事实。
Remove the plot, return to the facts.
你的孩子还活着，还在你身边，还在长大。
Your child is still alive, still with you, and still growing.
你今天能做的
？What you can do today?
就是在他长大的过程中，给他你力所能及的支持和陪伴。
Just provide him with the support and companionship you can afford during his growth.
剩下的是他的命运，不是你的假设。
That's his fate, not your assumptions.
奥卡姆自己是怎么处理烦恼的
？How did Occam deal with his worries?
他逃到慕尼黑之后，没有职位，没有收入，没有教会的保护，没有学术圈子的认可。
After escaping to Munich, he had no job, no income, no protection from the church, and no recognition from the academic circles.
按照他自己的剃刀原则，他真正需要的东西只有几样，一个住的地方，足够的食物，一支笔。
Following his own razor principle, he only needed a few things, a place to live, enough food, and a pen.
这些东西他都有。
It has everything.
他没有加上我必须回到牛津，没有加上我必须得到教皇的赦免。
He didn't add that I had to return to Oxford, nor that I had to obtain the Pope's pardon.
没有加上我必须恢复名誉。
I didn't add that I must restore my reputation.
他用他的剃刀把他不需要的东西全剃掉了。
He used his razor to remove everything he didn't need.
他在慕尼黑继续写书，继续用逻辑说话。
He continued to write books in Munich and continued to speak with logic.
活到了差不多80岁，那些经院哲学家加了几百年的理论大厦。
Reaching around 80 years old, they had built up a theoretical foundation of hundreds of years of philosophical schools.
被一把剃刀刮得干干净净，那些教皇和主教们加在他身上的罪名和迫害。
Chafed clean those accusations and persecutions against the popes and bishops were etched into his skin.
也被一把剃刀剃出了他们本来的重量。
They were also shaved off their original weight with a razor.
只是空气，这把剃刀传到后世，改变了整个人类的思维方式。牛顿用剃刀剃掉了天体运行中所有不必要的假设，留下了万有引力这一个最简洁的解释。爱因斯坦用剃刀剃掉了绝对空间和绝对时间，留下了相对论。
Only the razor of air was passed down to future generations, changing the way of thinking of all mankind. Newton used the razor to remove all unnecessary assumptions in the movement of celestial bodies, leaving the simplest explanation of gravity. Einstein used the razor to remove absolute space and absolute time, leaving the theory of relativity.
现代科学的基本原则，理论越简洁越好，能用最少假设解释最多现象的理论就是最好的理论，就是奥卡姆剃刀的科学版本。乔布斯用剃刀剃掉了手机上的键盘，留下了那块纯粹的屏幕。
The fundamental principle of modern science is that the simpler the theory, the better. The theory that can explain the most phenomena with the fewest assumptions is the best, which is the scientific version of Occam's razor, just as Jobs used the razor to remove the keyboard from the phone, leaving only the pure screen.
你把一个复杂的东西做到极简，不是为了好看，是因为那才是它本来的样子。
You simplify a complex thing to its essence, not for aesthetics, but because that's its true nature.
一个700年前被教皇开除教籍的修士，用一句话改变了全人类解决问题的底层逻辑。
A monk who was excommunicated by the Pope 700 years ago changed the fundamental logic of problem solving for all of humanity with one sentence.
最后说一句。
Finally, I want to say,
奥卡姆的剃刀不是让你剃掉努力，不是让你剃掉关心，不是让你什么都不在乎。
Occam's razor doesn't mean you should cut away effort. It doesn't mean you should cut away care. And it doesn't mean you should be indifferent.
他是让你剃掉那些你自己加上去的。
He's the one who makes you shave off the ones you added yourself.
没有证据的恐惧和假设。
Fear and speculation without evidence.
你没有读心术，你不知道别人怎么看你，那就剃掉。你没有预知能力，你不知道明天会发生什么，那就剃掉。
If you don't have telepathy, if you don't know what others think of you, then shave it off. If you don't have precognition, if you don't know what will happen tomorrow, then shave it off.
你不能控制所有变量，你不必为所有可能的意外做完美预案，那就剃掉。
You can't control all variables. You don't need to have perfect contingency plans for all possible unexpected events. Just cut it off.
把你的烦恼列出来，一条一条过。
List out your worries one by one.
这条烦恼是真实存在的，还是我自己加上去的？
Is this problem real or am I just making it up?
有证据吗？没证据，剃掉。
Is there any evidence? If not, remove it.
你会发现，你真正需要处理的烦恼，远比你想象的要少。
You will find that the troubles you really need to deal with are far fewer than you imagined.
剩下的那些，你已经有力气去面对了。
The rest are those you have the strength to face.
我是小书虫。我们下期见。
I am a bookworm. See you next time.